Stay tuned. This is Erhard Drüttimann. I am the founder of Personal Breakthrough Academy and the CEO of Communication Partners. This is the fifth video in a series of 9 videos where I'm talking about my personal methodology, how you can break through in every situation, under all circumstances, and every time you need it. Maybe you can remember, I have produced a memory hook for you so that you can easier remember the 9 steps to breakthrough. It's 9 steps and I have produced, I call it the trans formula. We talk about 9 steps, the T, the R, the A, the N we have talked so far. And today we talk about step number 5, which is the S. Before we go into that, just as a reminder and to make it a little bit easier for you to remember different steps, let me go through the first 4 steps again, just to remind you what it is. Step number 1, I'm sure you remember that, that's the task. Whenever we face a difficult situation, we ask ourselves, what is the task I have to solve? What problem do I have to deal with? And as you remember, I prefer talking about the task and not a problem. So the most important thing is identifying what is it that I am dealing with, what is my task. Step number 2 is about resistance. It's important that we accept our resistance, and it's very normal. This is a human behavior. We are stuck somewhere and we believe we can't move on, so we start to build resistance towards the next step we want to take. But if you have to transform, you know exactly, just follow the steps, the T, the R, and then the next point, number 3, is analyze. And it's analyzing your emotions, because most of the time when you are stuck or you can't move on or you feel desperate or whatever it is that keeps you away from moving towards your goal or making the next steps, it's a next step. It's an emotion that comes up within yourself, and it is this emotion that starts a movement of certain reactions that happen unconsciously. And this is exactly what we want to avoid. We want to avoid these unconscious reactions, and we want to make them more and more aware so that we are able to decide how we are going to react. The next step is step number 4. This is notice your reaction and learn to understand it. Because there is a reaction normally caused by an emotion. And so it's very important that you not only react, but you also understand why you react like that. Maybe it's just a conditioned behavior that you learned over time, and you don't even know when it started or where it came from. But it is an important step to notice it before you can go on to step number 5. And step number 5, this is our subject for today, is start. And the word start stands for what started your reaction. Because normally it is something that started the reaction, that caused that emotion, and all the other things started this automatic behavior. And when you understand what started your reaction, then you have found exactly the point where you're still able to make a decision. You still can take another decision and say, instead of going down the road the same way as you always did in the past, you can see the options and you say, you know, I don't have to do that. There are other ways. Maybe you can't see them yet, but before you react, you know it's my decision whether I react that way or not. So you start already to open up and start to be ready to see new ideas, new opportunities, new ways of how you could react differently than you did in the past. Some people call this a trigger. It's a trigger, something, a very specific event that causes you to either grab a cigarette, have a sip of wine, whatever it is. A lot of things that we most probably do unconsciously. So this 5th step, the start is a very important step in the 9-step process. Because if you understand when it happens, then you have a chance to stop right there, breathe in, and understand you have a choice. And just by understanding that, just by becoming aware of that you have a choice, and it's just not happening like that, you already have mastered half of the process, or you are even, I would say, you have even just, you're so much closer to victory than you have been ever before. And you will see the next steps will be much, much easier just by stopping, slowing down, understanding something is happening here, what is it, and then, this is, and you have most probably this kind of aha moments where you will realize what it was that caused you to react in a certain way. I hope you had, you've gained so much, a lot of new insights. You already started to learn a little bit more about this process. And of course, if you want to learn more, please go to my Facebook fan page. You can find it below the video on YouTube. I'll put in a link that is easier to just click on that. Go to Facebook.com/personalbreakthroughsecrets. And become a member, an active member of a community of breakthrough people, people who support each other in the process of moving on, of tapping into their potential, of growing into the person they want to be, and of finally getting what they really want. Thank you very much for being with me on this video number 5. I'm looking forward to seeing you again on the next video, which will come out in about a week. So stay tuned, look for the next video, start to train yourself, and you will see this is another step closer to breaking through all the time, everywhere you need it, anytime you want it. Thank you very much, and see you soon again on my next Hangout. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.